This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Many people today find themselves incapacitated. They find themselves in a situation where we can't move forward, or we don't know how to move forward. And oftentimes, when you talk to the person, you come to the realization that this person is actually stuck in their mind. So their thoughts are telling them that you cannot progress in life, because if you had to do X, Y, and Z, then your life will not go well because it will fail. So they have been deceived by their own thoughts. And a lot of times, this is based on experience from the past. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the remedy and the solution to this. And he says, "Ista'in billah wa la ta'jaz." Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't become incapacitated. Don't allow yourself to believe that you are unable and you can't and you won't. And he says, "Wala taqul law anni fa'altu kadha wa kadha lakana kadha wa kadha." And don't say that if I had only done this and that, then it would have been like this and it would have been like that. Meaning, fa'inna law taftahu 'amal ash-shaytan. For indeed, if that big letter, if it opens up the door or the action of Satan. So you see, people sit and say, because I failed in the past in this mission of mine, then I am going to fail in the future as well. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ بَابَ الشَّيْطَانِ. If, saying, if I had done this and that, then it would have been a different result that opens the door of Satan. What does that tell you? These thoughts that are in your mind are from Shaytan. He doesn't want you to progress. He doesn't want you to do well in life. So he is convincing you that your past determines your future. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promises us that if we make that effort, if we make that effort, then He will provide. He is the sustainer. Ultimately, the effort is ours. And the sustainer is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, in the beginning of that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins with "Al-mu'minu al-qawiyu khayrun wa ahabba ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if." The strong believer is closer and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak believer. وَفِي كُلِّمْ خَيْرٍ. And in everyone there is goodness. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? When your iman is strong, then you know that I am going to take the decision and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So when you have decided, then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So place your trust in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Don't allow shaytan to enter your head and tell you that your life has been bad, so it will be bad. In fact, you should be thinking good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أحسن الظن بالله. Think goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am with my servant as he thinks of me. So if you think goodness, فَإِنْ ظَنَّ بِخَيْرٍ. So if he thinks goodness, فَخَيْرٍ. Then there will be goodness. وَإِنْ ظَنَّ بِي شَرٍ. And if he thinks there is evil, then there will be evil. So if you think that my future is going to be bad, whatever I do and embark on, I'm going to fail, then you will fail. Because that is the thought that you have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let your iman be strong and understand that for me is to try, to make the effort, and Allah will pave the path forward. You see, in another hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, "Kuntu khalfa Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." I was behind the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqal, "Inni u'allimuka kalimat." So then he told Ibn Abbas that I will teach you some words. Ihfazillaha yahfazk. Protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will protect you. So someone may ask, How do I protect Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? He is the protector. Protect the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from His prohibitions and He will protect you. What do? We try by every other avenue to attain success besides coming to that which Allah has commanded us to do. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to pray and He says, seek help with prayer, we are not to be found at prayer. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. O you who have believed, help yourselves with salah and help yourselves with sabr, patience. Why does sabr come first? Because in order for you to establish that salah, you need to have the patience to do so. I am busy in my business day. There are deals, transactions going on. I'm making money here. But I hear the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Am I going to, at the bare minimum, place my prayer mat on the ground and render my prayer for the sustainer? Or am I going to ignore it? That is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need sabr, patience upon that prayer to establish it. And when you do, then the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the doors. You see, the poet says that أَتَهُبُّ عِنْدَ السَّعْيِ لِلْأَرْزَاقِ. Is it that you wake up for sustenance? At 8 o'clock, it's time for work, we're ready for work, we're going to work. وَتَنَامُ عِنْدَ السَّعْيِ لِلْرَزَّاقِ. And you sleep when it is time for the sustainer. أَوَلَسْتَ تَدْرِي أَنَّمَا تَسْعَى لَهُ. Do you not know that which you are running towards? بِيَدِ الَّذِي أَعْرَضْتَ عِنْدَ نِدَائِهِ. Is with the hands or in the hands of the one whom you refuse to get up for. Allahu Akbar. If we just think of that for a moment, we wake up for work on time. Why? Because my job is paying me, I need to go to work. But we forgot the sustainer a few hours before. Why didn't we wake up for him? The sustenance was in his hands. It was for him to decide whether he would give it to us or not. But we forgot, or we abandoned it, and our iman was so weak that we said we will pray later. Allahu Akbar. So we need to help ourselves with that salah. Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues in that hadith, احفظ الله يحفظك, احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Protect Allah, protect His commandments and stay away from His prohibitions, and He will be in front of you. What does this mean? This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you, helping you, assisting you, protecting you, and you will always have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? You are with His commandments. You know, one hadith Qudsi, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us on the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. The one who comes close to me a hand span, I will come close to him half an arm's length. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا. And the one who comes half an arm's length close to me, I will come close to him by a full arm's length. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي مَشِيًا أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَهُ. And the one who comes to me walking, I will come to him running. Allahu Akbar. When you think of that hadith, your one prayer after having not established prayer for years is a huge step. Take that step, make that prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will move towards you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. The assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there. You see, when you are walking in a direction and someone is running towards you, then who is more intent and more wanting of meeting the other? It is the one who is running, because he can't wait to meet the person. The hadith tells you, وَمَنْ أَتَانِي مَشْيًا أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَهُ. The one who comes to me walking, I will come to him running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be close to you when you take a small step towards him. So take that step and don't let the devil get into your mind. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will find him in front of you. You see, that hadith tells us, وَلَوِجْتَمَعَتِ الْأُمَّةُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And if the ummah, the nation of Islam, all of them from the beginning of time to the end of time, they were to gather to plot and plan for you, to help you, to benefit you, they would not benefit you except if Allah has written it for you. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if they were to all gather to harm you, then they would not harm you except if Allah had written it for you or against you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written that against you, it will happen. Otherwise, it will not happen. What is the other thing that people say? If I do something, then this one will plot against me. That one will bring my plan down. That one already is doing the same. I will not benefit. The benefit is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The harm is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you fear the plot of mankind when you have the Lord of mankind with you? Allahu Akbar. When you understand that if it is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will happen, then you go forth in life fearless. You don't care anymore. Why? Because if it is written for me, it is written. I will make the effort, and for Allah is to provide. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens have been lifted and the ink has dried. Meaning everything is written. From the beginning of time to the end of time, everything is written. Whether you are going to receive that $1 million is written by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Whether you are going to receive it and lose it is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you are going to become a rich man or stay a poor man is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for you, from a human being's perspective, is to look at your life like an empty canvas. And then to pick up the brush of life and paint on there. So do as much as you can and work hard and then leave it to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. In the words of a wise man, do your best and to Allah leave the rest. Do your best and to Allah leave the rest. You know, one thing I'd like to highlight at the end. When people plot and plan against you, understand something. That plot and plan will only go back and backfire against them. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal promises us this. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. And the evil plot will only backfire on those who have plotted it out. Initially, you find that these people have done something to me and I've lost out. Perhaps you've lost a business deal, or they have come in between your marriage, or they have done something to you. Know that that evil plot, لا يحيق إلا بأهلي, it will only go and backfire on them and it will come back on them. So don't worry about what people will do to you. Forget about them. And these are the two main reasons that I have found. People will sit and say, I can't and I won't and perhaps I will fail. Forget about all of that. Ista'in billah wa la ta'jaz. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't incapacitate yourself by telling yourself all of these thoughts. And when you receive them, when you get these thoughts, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And when you receive a poking from the devil, when he comes and he prods you, pokes you, he whispers to you, he tells you something, then seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against him. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the shaytan, the condemned. In that hadith, I left out a portion. And in that portion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that if you seek, إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you seek the help, then seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you seek help, then seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we do today, we go to every single person that we know that can help us. We ask them, perhaps at times we even beg them. But we forget to knock on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget to raise our hands up to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Forget about the people and rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you seek help, then seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the provider. Even those people will only help you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it. So forget about them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will send in miraculous ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us the iman that gives us the ability to move forward in life. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.